It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to say, after days and days and hours of a search, we got him. Ed the Zebra has been found. What?
Spotted.
He's been spotted.
Yeah. He's still on the run. I mean, they're showing him right now.
But we know he's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just cruising around again.
It's just, it looks AI because this open field, there's this beautiful zebra running around. But I guess they've got boots on the ground now. They know a certain area that he is. And
Dr. Crane's leaving after the show to go get him.
Yeah, I am.
You're going to go lasso?
I hope not.
I'm going to saddle on him. Let's see what happens.
I think Skillet sent him a Facebook message. Like, hey, man, you want to stay away from this guy. But we told Mick Barris to get up in that little helicopter of theirs and find him, and that's how they found him this morning. It's fantastic.
It's farmers only, but by the way, just putting that out there.
You're on a website, farmers only?
I'm saying the animals are on farmers only.
Oh, I
look
at
joke
you.
Friday. Look at me.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Right?
Well done.
Thank you.
I don't know. Something's captivated us like this for a while.
Now, is his name actually Ed, or did you guys name him Ed?
We did. Somebody named him Ed because he looks like they said Ed Hockley, the referee,
with the big guns
and everything. Yeah. So they named him Ed, and evidently now the owners have now renamed him Ed.
Okay.
Which, by the way, we need to find these owners need to talk.
Yeah, they need to come on the show. 615-737-1025.
Where do you find a zebra? I just don't know.
Our phone and text line driven by Wilson County Hyundai.
There you go, pal.
Gotta get that in there. I don't know. I would love to talk to the owners. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah. How did you get the pillars of journalism? Who, what, when, why? You know, how do you have this? What happened? What's going on? Where'd you get? I mean, all the questions you need to be answered. And so,
yeah,
maybe they will.
You know what my favorite? Who's back there?
Oh, it's loud back there, Dr. Crane.
That's good.
Oh, me? I'm meeting Ian's kids. They're here.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right, nice. Hi, Ian's kids. Yeah. Do you remember the Bud Light commercial the Budweiser commercial where the Clydesdales are all playing football?
Yeah.
And the guy up in the stands is like, that referee's a jackass.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, no, I believe he's a zebra.
Yeah,
still to this day, one of the funniest.
That's a good one.
It's one of the funniest commercials of all time. Yeah.
So, I mean, they spotted him. Hope they'll get him today and bring him in and do all that good stuff with all that. But it's just
good stuff.
It's just enamored by all this, man. It's something crazy. And I'm good. A lot of people were worried last night.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad they found him. I don't know if you watched I admittedly did not watch the whole game, but I turned it on in towards the end of the third quarter, watched the fourth quarter of game one of the NBA Finals. And I think Indiana might just be destined because they were down the entire game. I think by 12 or 13, something like that.
Right.
End up winning. They take their first lead of the game with 0.3 seconds left in the game. Tyrese Halliburton hits a beautiful shot, nothing but net, puts them ahead, and they end up winning the game.
Yeah, I saw the last 20 seconds. You just knew he was going to take the shot and makes it, and boom. But they were down, 94-79, I think was
the score? Yeah, something like that.
They rallied back. It's the NBA, man. Just turn on the last – give each team 100 points and play the last 2 minutes.
Yep.
That's how it all usually ends up, but good
for
them.
So now Indiana takes a 1-0 series lead over Oklahoma City. The crowd atmosphere was fantastic last night in OKC. I mean, they're really into this, and I'd totally forgotten they had gone to the finals in 2012. But was that with Harden and Durant?
Yeah, that trifecta.
Harden, Durant, and
Westbrook.
Westbrook, yeah.
What we asked Larry Bird the other night, what do you think about Indiana, Oklahoma City not being on the big thing? He's like, it might be one of the greatest things for pro basketball ever because now the series turns out like it is. And people are like, oh, they play basketball in Indiana? They play basketball in Oklahoma City? Oh, this Halliburton kid? Oh, that's pretty. And the other guy for Oklahoma City, I don't know, is SGA.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, these new stars that need to be, you know, get the spotlight on them. And Bird was like, yeah, this is going to be really good. I was like, yeah, what do you know about
basketball? I think from a basketball standpoint, this is going to be the best series. Because, I mean, there was some really good basketball played last night. I mean, just entertaining basketball.
We should get Eddie Fogler on.
I think he's reserved for the midday show.
Oh, man. There's a lot of inside jokes right there.
That was such an inside joke. A consultant would tell you not to do that.
We'll leave it at that right
there. But he's in Philadelphia, so we don't have to worry about him.
Oh, good. Yeah. I don't have a good pulse of what you guys are doing. And I was like,
neither do we.
Neither do we, man. I'm sorry. If you got any suggestions, let us know.
We won't listen to them.
Sit back there in a little office down the hallway. God, 12, 13 years ago.
Yep. Like, man, it was about good times. Little great did I know times. That was the beginning of 5 years of misery. here we are.
Oh, I love it, man.
Our great national nightmare is over. Aaron Rodgers will sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's finally made a decision just in time for mandatory minicamp next week.
Good. He's going to be there. Art Smith's got to be happy.
I guess.
You know? I was watching him practice yesterday. He's like, it was UCLA throwing the ball around. Man, he's still got an arm. I mean, he was throwing bullets.
It's a one-year deal. So probably a one-and-done thing. And then they'll, you know, he'll ride off into the sunset.
Who's their quarterback? Mason Rudolph. Who's the other one? Do you have somebody else? That's it?
I don't know. I mean, I know Rudolph, but T.J. Watt might have been playing quarterback for a while.
Right? I thought they had somebody else. I know they traded Justin Fields is gone.
They have on the roster currently Will Howard from Ohio State. They've already put Rodgers on it, and then Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
Skylar, S.T. Yeah, I don't know who that guy is. Well, good for him. I mean, the Steelers are going to like that. He's a good quarterback. That immediately gives him a little juice. So good for the Steelers right there. But he got some good receivers up there. But again, I mean, his stats last year were good with the Jets. Weren't great, but it wasn't bad. I mean, he's going to bring a lot of experience. And Tomlin could kind of rein him in. I think this is a win-win for Pittsburgh.
I mean, he's got Metcalf. That's like his go-to receiver now.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, Robert Woods. He signed there. So he got him.
He's bounce around.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. So good for him.
Pat Freiermuth. So, yeah, they'll be okay. And they've always had good offensive line.
Yep.
So
he's got defense. Yeah. I mean, that's a good. Now that you got in that division, you got Rodgers, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Cleveland's got nothing. Maybe Shador.
It'll be interesting to see how he and Tomlin work together.
I think it'd be fine. I think Tomlin will rein him in. It'll be a good relationship. But, I mean, Art Smith is there, too. So
yeah.
They get, I mean, Art's very creative, so there'll be some good times watching that ball fling down the field and what trick plays it can run and all that other good stuff. Good for Aaron Rodgers.
Does he make them one of the top echelon teams in the AFC?
Yes, he does. He's damn good, man.
Sure.
He's good. I mean, and so now, you know, if he comes in – with wanting his legacy to be good and go out, he doesn't remember what happened at the Jets, then, yeah, I think it's good. It's good. It'll be fine for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It'll be fine for Aaron Rodgers. These guys, all they care about is their legacy now.
Yeah.
So if he can get his legacy going, get Pittsburgh to the playoffs, win a few games, you never know, man.
615-737-1025. I continue to laugh at some of the national – prognosticators that now are just buying the Cam Ward hype and going like, yep, here come the Titans.
What else?
I'm like, you got nothing to talk about right now.
It trickles down through everything. There's nothing to talk about. And I know Good Morning Football, whatever that show is, they love some Cam Ward, which is fine. I mean, he said all the right things, done all the right things, but they have the camp next week. But, you know, until you see him in those joint practices – I'm going to reserve judgment because you're a rookie quarterback and they're going to be coming at you. Even Callahan said today, he's like, we got to prepare him for everything. And I was like, that's good because he's right. Yeah, we're going to prepare him, you know, for the safety that sits high and the safety that blitz on the side and they drop back into prevent. Prepare him for everything. You're going to see everything that for Cam Ward's going to happen. So I thought it was a good soundbite from Callahan. Like, they got a long way to go with this guy and a short time to get there. Watch your bender run, brown, brown.
So do we think at some point during the show they're going to actually catch the zebra?
I hope so. Should we effort Mick Barris?
I think we should get Mick on.
We should do that. Also, today is a very important day.
Okay, yeah, you said that. I was like, I don't know what it is.
Our question of the day is today's D-Day.
Oh, wow, it is.
81 years ago today, the world was saved by a bunch of countries, namely the United States of America at Normandy. So with that, we did this last year. It was great. Your favorite war movie? That's our question today. What is your favorite war movie of all time? And there is no right or wrong answer. There's a lot of great ones. Last year, there was probably four or five that were mentioned that I'd never heard of. So you guys are great. So 615-737-1025, the greatest war movie of all time.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Off the top of your head?
Patton.
That's such a good movie.
It's so freaking good.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, let me think on it for a second.
Patton.
But Patton, I mean, it's like, it's so good.
You know, I can't stand Brad Pitt. I think he's a terrible actor. Terrible. Yeah. But the movie Fury.
Oh, yeah.
The Tank Commander.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I had to swallow something there.
Inglourious Bastards is good, too.
Very good. But Fury, man, if you've not seen Fury, that tank battle and how it ends, I mean, it rips you apart. And it's such a good movie. World War II. And, you know, as I said, any movie that's got Nazis in it, it's a good movie because they always end up getting their ass kicked, so it's wonderful. So those movies are good. But, yeah, your favorite war movie of all time in honor of D-Day 81 years ago today.
The Inglourious Basterds was also kind of Christoph Waltz, like his, I think, his big break. That's like the first movie that I really remember him, and he was fantastic.
That is... Yeah, what else? He was in Horrible Bosses, too. But, yeah, that was the one that got
Yeah, but, on. I mean, like, this was because he was a, you know, a Nazi commander and all that stuff.
Evil. Yep.
But, I mean, like, he was so – he played the role so well. That it's not that you cheered for him. You, like, hated him. But
yeah,
it's just,
right.
Like, he did such a good job.
Did he win an Academy Award for that?
I think he did.
Best Supporting Actor in
that?
Yeah.
I think he did. Something like – and he had been in a bunch of other stuff before that.
But. Yeah. It's because it's a Tarantino movie. He always mentions Knoxville in those movies.
Yeah.
And where was Brad Pitt from? Like Elizabethan or something,
yeah, something
like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was very cool.
Because he had the really bad accent.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Oh,
all right.
Man.
Favorite war movie. Also, on that, it's a documentary, but I watched the new American Manhunt, Osama bin Laden on Netflix. Highly recommend it.
How many parts is it?
Three. But they have like a guy from the SEAL team like going through the – I mean, all this stuff, I guess, has been declassified now. So
right.
They've – you know, the CIA, like Panetta's in it, like Leon Panetta. They have all these people from the CIA and both Bush and Obama administrations and just talking like from 9/11 all the way to when they finally caught
him. They have the soldier who popped bin Laden in there?
I guess that's, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was him from SEAL Team 6.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something, too, that I didn't know. It was because I love trivia. Do you know why they're called SEAL Team 6?
I have no idea.
So there was SEAL Team 1, there was SEAL Team 2, and during the Soviet War, I guess whoever the commanding, I forgot who he said it was, named them SEAL Team 6 because then the Soviets would look for 3, 4, and 5. It was brilliant.
That is awesome.
It was absolutely brilliant.
That's awesome.
So
it was
like, hey, SEAL Team 6 is on the move. Oh, we got to watch out for everybody else.
Ah, so smart.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Is there still a SEAL Team 6, or is it now we're on to 8 or 9 or 10?
No, I think there's still a – I think that's a – like if you're a part of that, like you're like the dudes.
That's some bad dudes, man.
Oh, yeah.
Did they catch bin Laden?
They did, yes. There's a famous clip of somebody going, we got it.
Did they talk about the helicopter dropping from the sky?
Yep.
Oh, man.
They talked about everything.
That's awesome. All right.
There's actually a clip in it where they built the compound, and every time they ran through it, they changed how it was so they would be ready for anything. And so they go through all these weeks. You've watched it too, right? So they go through all these weeks of training and, like, preparing for every scenario. And somebody goes, what if the helicopter malfunctions and, like, just falls out of the sky? And they all, like, look at each other and they're like, why would you say that? Like, but then they're like, well, crap, now we gotta prepare for it.
Are you on the helicopter with them as they're flying through Pakistan?
No.
They have some cutscenes that way.
Yeah, sort of. Sort of. But,
oh,
I mean.
Man.
But, like.
Goosebumps.
The whole lead up of Obama basically being like, I want a plan. I don't know if I'm ready to execute it, but I want a plan. Because remember, they weren't sure if he was there. They thought he was there, but they weren't sure if he was there. All they saw was a shadow of a guy walking that kind of walked like him. So they couldn't exactly prove if it was him or not. And there was a line that one of the top CIA guys that was advising him was like, look, our intelligence on Saddam having weapons of mass destruction was better than this. That's how unsure we are about, you know, if this is him or not. They knew one of his top guys was there, but they weren't sure. So, I highly recommend it.
Watch it now.
615-737-1025 in honor of D-Day, your favorite war movie. We will discuss that and much more. Chris Sanders will join us at 10 o'clock as well. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Friday. We are all over the place today. Our question of the day is your favorite war movie in honor of D-Day. So keep those coming. We'll get to those on the text line here in just a few minutes. But we have efforted our good friend Nick Barris from News Channel 5, and he has answered the call. Nick, do we have the zebra in custody?
Wait, zebra, what are you talking about?
Nick.
Precious.
Man, is this Mick or Nick?
It has gone crazy, hasn't it? No, it's not in custody. It's not in custody, but we know that it's alive and well. I guess you may have seen the reports. You know, it ran away on Saturday. Hadn't seen it for 3 or 4 days, and then I had gotten some information last night that it was spotted in an area of Christiana again recently, which is good news. It means it's alive. And we sent Sky 5 up this morning to the general area just to see where it had disappeared, see if anything's there, and Sky 5 spotted it. We immediately called it into authorities. We shot some video from very high up so not to spook it, and then we cleared out of the area, and they're on the ground now trying to catch it, I guess.
Can I just say, with all of the just sad news and bad news and everything that we have to deal with in this world, this has kind of been a refreshing story, and I hope it's a happy ending. But, I mean, it's just like you guys were talking about a zebra, which is just it's funny in its own right. But I'm glad that the zebra is okay, because I know there was I saw on Facebook – actually, I think it was you – there was a report that it had been injured, and you're like, no, hopefully it's okay. But it looked like he was running fine this morning.
Oh, yeah. You look at it. He had maybe been bumped by a car, I had heard, but he doesn't look injured at all. And, a lot of people, I agree with you. It's taken off. The memes are everywhere. I'm sure Joe and you have seen some crazy ones. Do you know
Joe's posted most of those.
Okay, yeah. Some of them are hilarious, I got to tell you. But the family who bought this zebra named it Zeke, okay, is my understanding. But it's since on social media been named Ed. Are you aware of why?
Yes, Ed Hockley, right?
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Yep. Ed Hockley, the NFL referee. And so that's what they say they'll call it now when they catch it. But I don't know if they'll keep it after this. You know, it is legal to own zebras in Tennessee, but, again, it's a wild animal, and things like this can happen.
You know, I'm upset. Nick Barris from Channel 5 is on here, the greatest reporter of all time. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed by your social media, but the fact you're getting 20 to 30,000 shares and likes off the zebra, have you ever got this kind of content on your page?
I mean, look, I don't pay attention to that stuff, Joe.
I'm sure you don't.
No, we all do. I mean, we want to give stuff. My page, Nick Barris, NC5, we want to give content that our viewers are interested in. I'll say this. I don't know if you saw this, Joe, a while back, but even more than this, I did a Facebook Live on a houseboat that was being put into Dale Hollow Lake and got stuck on the ramp. That was a few months ago, and that post got 25 million views.
Oh, my goodness.
Go figure. Yeah, it's hard to get.
What?
I went out there on my own because it was interesting to watch, but people ate it up. I don't know.
25. But the zebra, I was telling Chase earlier, Nick, when I first saw that, I thought it was AI. I thought, this is cool, the zebra. But the fact that it's not and it's taking over everything, I like how we disagree about everything, but we're all on board of wanting this zebra to be rescued and safe.
Yeah, I mean, the networks were out here. CBS had it in their evening news last night, ABC before. I think it's been on Fox. I think it's been on CNN. Yeah, I think you're exactly right, you guys. It's kind of a, provided that it has a happy ending here, it's just intriguing and kind of fun, and zebras are neat animals.
They are. Nick, thank you for this update. We hope, sure, again, that this is going to be a happy ending, and I know that News Channel 5 will break in as soon as...
Yeah, why aren't you... Are you not on air? Are you not on air right now? What's going on?
No, I'm sitting outside the Donaldson Y talking to you.
Oh, by the way, if that zebra was in Donaldson, we'd have already captured that zebra because Donaldson's the best place in America.
Mike Organ would be chasing it down for an interview.
Oh, I love that. I love that. We'll have a crew out there. And, yeah, see, follow my Facebook page and watch News Channel 5. We'll have the very latest on it, thanks to Sky 5.
Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you, Nick.
All right, guys. Take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
You too. Nick Barris, News Channel 5, joining us here.
Did he say $25 million?
Yes, he did.
About a houseboat that got stuck? This guy, man. I'm telling you, he, and this is my how I love Nick Barris, he's invested in local.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he gets all the hits on his pages and people. He's invested in local where so many other people aren't, or they're just lazy.
How long has he been at Channel 5 now?
1996.
Yeah, something like that. So almost 30 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
He's the last of a dying breed, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's been. And look, Channel 5 historically, like when you go work there, you usually don't leave. I mean,
no.
It's, you know, it, until you retire.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's been there. But so,
see, look at this show. I mean, we get your update on the zebra, latest sports news.
8785 says, will this top April the giraffe from 2016?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, what was the story on that? There was, it was something with the zoo.
She was pregnant?
Maybe.
Did he? I don't know.
April was a reticulated giraffe at the Animal Adventure Park. She gained worldwide fame after live videos of her in the late stages of pregnancy and the subsequent birth. That's what it was.
Oh,
the birth was watched by nearly 1.2 million viewers on YouTube. Yep, that's what it was.
I don't know, but this has captivated a lot of us around here.
Yeah, and it's just nice that it's just...
We're all concerned about a zebra, right?
We
all want the zebra to return safely and fine and everything. It's just, I mean, Monday when you were off, we're like, is this something? And then people were just calling in and texting in like, this is something that's going on there.
So. Kenneth said it was a large houseboat.
Oh, okay. It got stuck, man.
All right. We will get to the answers to the question of the day because a lot of you have weighed in on the text line. So I definitely want to do that. We'll do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday. Let's get to our question of the day, Joe, which is?
In honor of D-Day today, what is the greatest war movie of all time? Again, there's no right or wrong answer. We just want to hear what your answer is and why you think it is the best war movie of all time. We did this last year, and there were four or five different movies that popped up I'd never heard of. We've already got a few today of movies I've never heard of, war movies. So what is your favorite war movie of all time?
All right, Tim's going to lead us off on the phone because he's been waiting patiently. Tim, what you got?
This Kim.
Yep.
Yeah. First one, Saving Private Ryan from recent. And then when I was a kid in World War II, Guadalcanal Diary.
I don't know that one.
It's on Turner Classic Movies. It's great.
Who's in that?
Lloyd Nolan, Richard Jekyll. It's all-star cast from the 40s.
Yep, there it is. Yeah.
Very cool.
Those movies are good. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, take care.
You too. Very good. Let's see. These are all jumbled up together. Trying to find all these. Chris in Nashville says, Saving Private Ryan or Full Metal Jacket.
Hey, I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, I mean, those are
just good ones. 0900 says, not the greatest, but super underrated is Behind Enemy Lines. And the greatest is Enemy at the Gates. Dude, I just saw your glasses fly, and I thought there was, like, something over there moving, and I about shot out of my chair.
Enemy at the Gates, is that the one where the sniper? Is that what that one is?
I don't remember.
In World War II?
I don't remember.
Behind Enemy Lines, is that the one where Luke Wilson or Owen Wilson gets shot down?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Gene Hackman's in that.
Dylan says, "All quiet on the Western Front."
Woo! That's a good one.
Stripes. Just kidding. Mike and Nashville.
They did go in enemy territory. Look, I got 1,000 Baryshnikovs running around over here.
Byron says, "I couldn't pick anything over Saving Private Ryan," which the first time I saw it was on a 12-inch TV.
Oh, my gosh.
And Christoph was great in Django Unchained. That's a good one.
Yep.
Kelly's Heroes with Clint Eastwood.
Good one. I think Kelly Savalas isn't that too, Kojak?
Yeah. My fave is the original Midway with Charlton Heston.
Oh, that's a good one. They remade it and it was terrible, but yeah. Midway, the original's good.
I do remember this one, Thin Red Line, Matt Nashville. It came out, I want to say like the 80s or 90s.
Is that with, I don't remember the thing. I remember it, but I don't remember exactly who was in that. Is that an Eastwood movie?
98 is when it came out. Nolte's in it. It's Nick Nolte, Sean Penn, Adrian Brody, Cusack,
yes.
George Clooney.
Yep.
Yeah, 98 is when it came out. Let's see. Others were... Dylan and Antioch Apocalypse Now, Francis Ford Coppola's best film, even better than The Godfather. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
There was a good documentary about that, too, how they all, like, Martin Sheen had a heart attack, Coppola had a heart attack, Robert Duvall lost his mind, Brando went crazy in that movie on the set, so that's a good one.
A lot for Saving Private Ryan, another for Kelly's Heroes, Full Metal Jacket, Brandy says the new movie Warfare was heartbreaking but really good.
Didn't see that.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Check it out.
Ty says, here's a list in no specific order. Forrest Gump. I mean, that counts. Yeah. The Patriot, Troy, Saving Private Ryan, We Were Soldiers. And then top all-time series is Band of Brothers.
It's really good.
Gover says, so it's not a war movie in the traditional sense, but 13 Days... That's a good movie. I just watched that. Focuses on JFK trying to avoid a nuclear exchange with Russia, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Also, I swear they brought RFK back from the dead to play himself because he looks just like him. That is I just watched that recently. What is that guy's name? He's been in a lot of TV shows, too.
Stephen Culp. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so Costner is the lead in it, and then Bruce Greenwood plays JFK.
Mm-hmm.
They all have bad accents, but that's okay.
True story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's a good one, The Green Beret.
It's John Wayne?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep. 2898 says Sergeant York with Gary Cooper.
Good one. Tennessee boy, baby.
Yep.
That's a really good one.
Al says, so many obvious ones, but I'll go a little older with Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh, good movie.
Saw it when I was 10 or so.
Obi-Wan's in that movie. Alec Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good movie.
Patrick says, my grandpa was part of the group that landed at Normandy in 1944. He never talked about it. We watched Saving Private Ryan, and he walked out after like 15 minutes.
Ooh.
You can only imagine.
Because that first... Oh, my gosh. I have no comment for that.
I can only imagine.
Imagine being there and then seeing it on the big screen because it was vivid. I mean, it was vivid and gory. It's what happened, right? I mean, so that was something else.
Lenny says War of the Roses. I don't know that one.
Lenny, you're banned. It's a Michael Douglas, Kathleen Turner movie about getting divorced.
The roses get divorced.
That's what that's about.
Dylan says, Act of Valor will make a grown man cry.
I don't remember that one.
3893, Schindler's List. A little bit of a different view, but yeah.
Mine is the big red one. Luke Skywalker's in it. Lee Marvin's in it. Robert Carradine's in it. I mean, it's a movie about this platoon in World War II that kind of gets separated from things and they go on their own. I'm telling you, Lee Marvin, and this is, you guys who know who Lee Marvin is, but he was in the Dirty Dozen. He was the lead in the Dirty Dozen. Jim Brown was in that and everybody else. But the big red one with Mark Hamill is such a powerful, simple movie that if you're looking for a war movie, watch that. That is so good.
So this isn't the best one by any means, but it's a movie that I've always liked because I guess because I like Bruce Willis. Do you remember Tears of the Sun?
Is that where they go in to rescue a doctor
and they end up
and she won't leave?
Right, but they end up doing they disobey orders but do the right thing.
Yes,
to rescue basically all these kids and stuff. It's in Nigeria. The government's fallen, so they got to go in and get the asset out, and then, and I don't think it's a true. It might be loosely based on one, but
that's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I always like that one because it's a good Bruce Willis one. John from Nashville. While neither are World War II movies, I like both Platoon and We Were Soldiers. I think We Were Soldiers has one of the best battle scenes.
Is that with Mel Gibson?
I think so.
Yeah, that's and his wife is at home. Gets a phone call and knows there's this big battle. Yeah, that's a really good movie. Mel Gibson, man.
Yeah, Wind Talkers.
Is that the one Nicolas Cage about Navajo code breakers? So in World War II, the American military hired Navajos for codes, and the Nazis could not break that. They didn't understand that. So the code talkers really saved a lot of lives and troops and movements because the Germans couldn't decode what they were saying. And that's a movie with Nicolas Cage. He's protecting one of the code breakers. That movie will get you right in the heart, man. That's a really good movie.
Is Flyboys one?
I don't know.
Red Tails?
Maybe. There's so many that have come out. I love hearing these.
Uncommon Valor.
Great movie. That's with Patrick Swayze, Gene Hackman. It's a true story. It's about Ross Perot. It's about a son that's left over in a prison camp in Vietnam, and they go to get it. It's a really – Tex Cobb's in that movie. That's a great movie.
Lisa and Dixon, Hacksaw Ridge.
Is that with Clint Eastwood? I think so.
Maybe. That's a good one. Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, yeah. Wolverines, baby.
Behind Enemy Lines.
This is great. I love this. Platoon's a good movie. It's such a good
Tropic Thunder. Come on, DJ.
Platoon is so good because it took us the first time truly into
Crimson Tide.
The Vietnam War. Good one.
It's a good one. Fury, The Longest Day, Schindler's List, The Great Escape.
Good one. Steve McQueen. I think Jim Garner's in that.
Oh, here's another underrated one. U-571.
Is that the U-boat movie?
Yeah.
Only problem I have with that is they speak English and they're on a U. Yeah. I like subtitles.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a good. Is that Bill Paxton or who's in that?
Is it David David Keith is in that. Is Bon Jovi's in that? I think
you're right. I saw that with McConaughey, Bill Paxton, Harvey Keitel's in it, Bon Jovi's in it.
It's like, hey, we got to get out of here. We got Nazis coming to get us. We got to go.
He said, guys, we're halfway there. Whoa. We're living on a prayer.
He's like, McConaughey, I'm sick. I got to take some bad medicine. Joby's like, I got that for you.
You say that one more time.
And then McConaughey's dying. He's like, oh, hey, I'll be there for you. I'll be there.
He said, no, you give love a bad name.
Oh, man.
All right, keep these coming throughout the show. We'll get back to it. Maybe we'll talk some sports. I don't know. Who cares? We're minimal today. Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Just had the birthday of the Marine Corps a few days ago, maybe about a week ago. So thank you to the men and women of the U.S. Marines.
Oh, absolutely.
So, in fact, Monday when I was off, I was downtown walking around and saw several members of the Marine Corps.
Did you buy them a beer?
They already had beer.
They already had beer.
I would have. Our question of the day is your favorite war movie in honor of D-Day, 615-737-1025. But there's some breaking news out of the National Hockey League. Adam Vingan just came in and told us about it. I'm a little shocked by this, but after leading the Dallas Stars to the Western Conference Final, they have decided to part ways with head coach Pete DeBoer. So he is out after three seasons behind the bench with the Stars. Now, he did have some very Pete DeBoer-like comments about Ottinger's goaltender. But this is what Jim Nill, the general manager, said today, quote, "After careful consideration, we believe that a new voice is needed in our locker room to push us closer to our goal of winning the Stanley Cup. We'd like to thank Pete for everything that he has helped our organization achieve over the past three seasons and wish him nothing but the best moving forward."
They're quick to fire coaches, man.
He was very critical of Jake Ottinger, and I think that's probably what did it. But
don't hate me. Who's Jake Ottinger?
He's their goaltender.
Okay.
This is what he said. Quote, "The reality is, if you go back to last year's playoff, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton, and we gave up 2 goals on 2 shots in an elimination game. It was partly to spark our team and to wake them up, and partly knowing that status quo has not been working, and that's a pretty big sample size."
So you fire a coach for a comment, but that's probably not why they fired him.
No, I mean, there's probably more behind the scenes.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Like the Knicks fired their coach the other day, who let him, I don't get it.
It's just no loyalty anymore, man. That's just kind of how it rolls.
That'll be a job that another.
Look, I'm going to say it because I know everybody's thinking it. If, you know, the Predators have made the decision to keep Andrew Brunette, and that's fine. But if early November or mid-November things aren't going well and Pete DeBoer is sitting out there, I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people saying, go get Pete DeBoer.
Is he any kin to Kalen DeBoer?
No.
Spelled the same?
D-O-B-D-E-B-O-E-R.
It is spelled the same.
Yeah,
I think so.
I was thinking the same thing. I'd looked it up.
I don't think they are.
They're not. They should be, but they're
not. Is Pete Canadian?
Good question.
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Look, he's a b-hole. He can be that way. Like he is a hard ass. But and so he's one of those coaches, kind of like Laviolette, that there's a shelf life, but he will come in and get the most out of your team.
Yes, he is from the land of maple syrup.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, do coaches? I mean, you don't have to be nice. I mean, I don't get all this. Just get me past the finish line. Let's win games.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince Lombardi was the biggest jerk around, but those guys loved him. So it doesn't
matter. So is Adam still back there? Where is he?
He left.
So Pete DeBoer is available. Peter Laviolette's available. Tortorella's available. These are all tenured coaches. Who else?
Maybe it's just time they need to go away.
Maybe. But, I mean, Pete's going to get a job. Like, now, like there are teams that kept their coaches that are now sitting there going, maybe I want to rethink this because he's available. I mean, I guarantee you. Okay. But if he goes into the season without a job, which he might, whoever fires their coach first is probably going to hire Pete DeBoer.
Okay. That Tortorella guy has like 15 jobs. Tortorella. Hadn't he had a bunch of jobs?
He won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Now that is the difference between those three. Pete's been to the final. He's never won it. Peter Laviolette's won one in Carolina, right. And Tort's won one with Sean Henry down in Dallas, or down in Tampa.
Okay.
Rick Tocchet, by the way, just adding that to the list.
He's been hired by the Philadelphia Flyers.
Was that recently, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was.
That's why I'm not a hockey guy. Sorry.
You just stick to producing back there.
You're trying.
That's it, the motto.
Just be like me and just shut your mouth, man. I'll let Chase go for about 4 minutes. All I add is like, wow, that's interesting.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That's all I do on those. I don't know those, but they go on as well. Oh, my goodness.
See y'all later.
Yeah, have a good day, buddy. If you're out there driving around like, what the hell's going on? We don't know either. We're in studio.
We have no idea. Let's see. Chris can't do today either. So, yeah, we're just chilling.
What's he got going on?
Yeah, he's got some stuff. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you during the break.
All right, good.
So Pete DeBoer fired after 3 seasons. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight between Edmonton and Florida. Edmonton with a 1-0 series lead, and you can hear that starting at 6:30 on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. See if Edmonton can take a 2-0 series lead, or Florida battles back.
Oh, man, we have another longtime Dallas Cowboys offensive lineman, Super Bowl champion Tom Rafferty, passed away yesterday at the age of 70 years old. Played in 221 games from 76 to 89 with the Cowboys. Started with Roger Staubach and ended with Troy Aikman. So, again, Jim Marshall earlier this week, and then
yeah, that's tough.
Tom Rafferty, but it's getting old, man.
So he was at the beginning of Aikman. Is that what you said?
Yes,
I don't
played
remember
one him. Year with Aikman in '89 with Staubach for a long time, and then with Aikman in '89. So
that's pretty impressive to go from Staubach to Aikman.
Yeah.
So Danny White's in there. Were there a few others?
That's right. Babe Laufenberg maybe is in there. I don't know. But Danny White, for the most part.
It was so fun. So Danny White was like the Cowboys quarterback of the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm. And their punter.
My mom told me one time she had the biggest crush on Danny White.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Look, you know Danny White, right?
I mean, we've had him on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to do the games for Compass Media.
So there's a chance that Danny White might be your stepdad.
He's not.
Matchmaker chaser.
This
I love
was in
it.
The 80s, Joe. I think he's happily married now.
Well, we don't. Not till you ask. Got to find out.
Yeah.
Be cool, though, if your stepdad is Danny White.
By the way.
It turns out that it's the Vols athletic director. Oops.
Edward has been waiting patiently to answer our question on war movies. Edward, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Enjoy your show. Mentioning the Stanley Cup, I didn't hear you talk much about the NBA, but that game last night was spectacular. The NBA ratings have got to be getting some good stuff because it's going well. To war movies, it's been mentioned several times, but I wanted to make just a couple comments about it. I think June 6th is probably one of the most important days in the history. One of the three most important days in the history of the world. Eisenhower had tremendous courage to go ahead with the landing on Utah Gold and Normandy beaches, and he knew the sacrifices that were going to be made. I believe Saving Private Ryan is the greatest war movie of all time. That's just my humble opinion. I think that the beginning 15 minutes, one of your callers mentioned that his grandfather went and saw it, had to walk out. Spielberg and Hanks had a lot of World War II veterans. The movie came out in 98, but there were a lot of veterans that went and saw it, and they all said that was as realistic as it can get. So that's my choice is Saving Private Ryan. Thanks for letting me have a few minutes, guys. I appreciate it.
Sure, Ed. Thanks for the call, bud.
Thanks, Ed.
Appreciate you doing that.
A good call. We will have more of that coming up next and throughout the show.
Well, there's something I'm reading right now that happened on a Lexington TV show, a news show last night, which has got people up in arms about Tennessee fans. And you'll love this when I read it to you. And it just shows how people don't like Tennessee Vols fans. It's funny, but we'll read it for them.
We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.